Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. Let's win $5,000.
That just smells good right now.
Oh, no, that's the food.
That's the egg body.
More on that in a minute. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time to play Beat the Bank ATM. We're looking for callers number 13 and 15 to play. You're using the numbers 3, 4, 5, and 6 for your pin, and there's a bunch that have not been used yet, so plenty of opportunity. Hopefully you score that $5,000. And now let's get to an update that we've been waiting for all morning long. Hi, Jenna.
I thought I smelled bad this morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Who is this handsome gentleman next to you?
My sweet boyfriend.
I saw you dancing to that.
Hey, I'm not going to dance right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on. Bygones are bygones.
What?
Well, put it again. Put it again.
You have to tuck into the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is a dance. That looks like the dance that you were doing at the wedding.
For real.
Don't try and distract.
All right. So he showed up. You woke up finally.
I did.
Juan Snow finally woke up and he showed up.
So this is the thing. We got into a little bit of a thing that he insisted he take me to the airport because I traveled to L.A. just for 3 hours for a meeting, this event. And then I took the red eye back. I landed at 4:40 this morning. And he insisted. He's like, you're going to be so tired because I'm so freaked to fly, you know, and it was a long day. He's like, I'm going to pick you up and take you to work. So sweet, right?
Yeah.
So I left my computer in the car, pajamas. His phone was off when I landed. And so I took an Uber to work and I haven't had a computer. And then he just walked in. So what happened?
What happened to Juan Snow?
Where's my pancake?
Sad music, please. Sad music. Get the sad music.
Well, slow music, please.
Yeah, so
I know he went out last night, too.
I might have gone out.
Well, you smell like you did.
Bit.
Yeah.
Oh, talk slower.
No. That's the least three. That's nothing to do with
me. A sad tone.
It's weird. Smells like Casamigos. Okay.
It does smell like Casamigos. But it's least three.
That's not a bad thing.
So I woke up around 6:10.
Oh, you poor thing.
Because you saved a puppy on the way home last night.
For sure.
No.
It was on fire. Like, there was a fire puppy coming out.
What happened when you woke up at 6:10?
So at 6:10, I woke up. My phone was dead.
Don't swear.
I won't.
But you did.
What?
He swore when he woke up.
He told me what he said when he woke up, and I said, you can't say that on the radio.
And I looked at the, clock. I was
El reloj.
I was about to swear.
And,
But I put I said, Alexa.
What Jenna was saying?
Oh, she's in the radio. Good.
Okay, she made it.
You were worried about me?
Yes.
Well, of course I got myself here. I took an Uber.
He's worried about you, Jenna.
Okay, here's the thing.
But you know how you feel. Now that I know it was okay, then you're a little all right.
You called Jenna, and she showed me you were calling, and she goes, should I answer? And I said, no, because I think you're still mad right now, so you probably want to chill out for a minute, which is probably a good mood.
So
he's wonderful to me, but obviously when you land after that, I wanted to drive myself, you're just a little...
To get my boys back here real quick, remember the passport fiasco?
Right.
And how he went out of his way in the middle of the night to go to the dealership?
During the last...
In the middle of the night, it was at 6 p.m.
And tell us it's the middle of the night.
In the last 30 days, he's been in a car accident. He's been in a motorcycle accident. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Look at this.
Look at y'all having a bag.
I have a ticker on my phone right now that he's 9 days without accidents.
Right. Okay. if you don't count the whole ear thing, because you had an ear, half his ear's been chopped.
Right, he's the emotional.
Gosh, I don't know.
We can't talk about that yet, Al. There might be legal pending there.
I don't know how you're even standing here, dude. Come on, give me a hug.
Give me a hug. Come here.
Take a big whiff of him. You guys probably smell alike. Yeah.
We're all going to screw up. It's just how we make up for it.
You're acting like I'm mad at him. Like, I'm going to break up with him. I'm not.
Okay,
I'm just really tired.
Thank God, because I really like getting breakfast.
I just want Jenna to be happy.
Always a nice surprise when you come to visit us.
And we want Jenna to be happy, Kelly.
Yeah.
Would I prefer pancakes? Yes, but that's okay.
Well, the thing is that they don't travel well.
That's very true. Look at you thinking about the pink. Look, thinking about...
So thoughtful.
I was about to go to IHOP, but it's they just... You put the syrup
thinking about it.
You know how I knew everything was going to be okay is when he walked in the door, Jenna didn't look as angry as most girlfriends would be. She actually smiled.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just a little delirious because I haven't slept since day before yesterday.
Well, and I know food is a buffer.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, that helped a lot.
He feeds me when he thinks I'm upset.
I saw that you picked up some food for us on the way here. Did you happen to pick up part-time Justin as well?
Were y'all partying at the same place last night?
No, I texted, are you awake?
He's here, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
you brought him?
They rode together. Oh, Snow, well done, bro.
Yeah, are we going to front him out as well?
We will after we give away some money, hopefully.
All right, let's do that.
Let's do it.
I love you, babe.
I love you.
A little less, but... Aww.
The bang. Some love. Jenna was stranded at the airport. Kelly got pancakes. Oh, no, she didn't. She got Starbucks.
It's still fine, though.
I'm fine.
I'm glad you're good.
I'm like one of their best customers. Like, Jenna, I can buy my own pancakes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't need a man to buy me pancakes. Oh, would have been nice, though.
Hello, I'm Alan.
All right,
poor
next
guy.
Time. Mandy, how are you doing? Mandy?
Good.
Oh, there you are. What are you up to right now?
Shaking.
Shaking and baking. That's what's going on.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Nervous?
You're a little nervous? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
More excited than nervous,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could win $5,000 this morning, Mandy, if you got the right pin, you know? You've been keeping track?
Yes, I have.
All right.
We'll see how this goes.
All right. Well, go ahead and hit us with your pin. What do you think that is?
5364.
Right, put that in there.
59.
Oh, Mandy. Oh, Mandy.
You're the same as you were. You know, you can look at it that way.
Yeah. And we love you a lot.
You're no worse off.
Right. Thank you so much.
Would you like for one sort of bring you pancake?
Yeah, once in a while, swing by.
Travel right. Well.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mandy, you have a wonderful week, and keep on listening, okay? Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. And let's bring in Mary now.
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Oh! Good morning.
What?
A spider.
What? I'm sorry, Mary.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Oh, no, make one snow do it. It's his biggest fear.
He got distracted.
It was
I'm sorry,
on me.
Mary.
Sorry. Hi, Mary.
It's okay. I'm just glad I got in.
We are, too.
Us, too.
Even if I win or not win, I'm glad I got in.
Aww,
I'm so excited.
You got big plans this weekend, Mary?
Probably not. Just football.
I like you already, Mary.
There you go.
You're speaking my language right there. All right, well, maybe
you
could throw a big old football party if you won $5,000 right here. You think you got the right pin?
Well, I don't know, but who knows?
Give it a shot.
What do you think it is?
5634.
Access denied.
Trey, don't open your mouth.
What? Oh, you started reaching for that money gun.
Yeah, because Trey always tricks me.
He's
Mary,
him.
You know what you did, though? You helped a member of Kid Nation get a little bit closer to $5,000. It's a team effort, right?
Well, I can keep trying.
Yeah, you definitely can. That's the spirit right there, Mary. And you have a wonderful weekend watching football. All right, we didn't give away the $5,000 this hour, but we still have another chance for you to play Kid Nation. About 50 minutes away, we'll have you call in again and do it. Once again, hopefully you'll score that $5,000. Coming up next, we'll see what new music's coming out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to see who came out with some good stuff?
Yes, I do.
Al, you're going to be excited.
Really?
Blake Shelton?
Yes.
And Pitbull?
Yes.
What? All right, we'll let you hear that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, $5,000 still in the vault, Kid Nation. We did not get a winner of the first round of Beat the Bank. ATM. Yeah, your chance to play again, 40 minutes away. We also have...
Always be on our game.
Yeah.
We have our interview with T.I. He called the show earlier this week, and you guys had things to do, so I stayed after the show, got to chat with him with a few people from the cast.
Cool.
Really cool guy, man, by the way. He showed up.
Good.
I was a little scared to talk to T.I. because I...
Yeah.
He's one of the best, and, you know...
We talked to him before. I remember that about him. He was really, really friendly and easy to talk to.
Yeah, I hadn't interviewed him before, and I like his music. I love his music, and I love him even more now after talking to him.
Cool.
So we'll get that for you probably in about an hour and 20.
All right.
I did my math wrong. I don't feel like doing math right now. We also got Feel Good Friday coming up, Kid Nation, about an hour, so... Get those coming our way. And we'll do a little feel good early right now because, Jenna, you have an update for us.
I brought up Grace Jennings, my kids' bestie, and some of the struggles she had. You know, she was on the trip in 2013, and she only had a very small part of a heart, and that's presented a lot of problems now as she's gotten older and collapsed at school, and things have been really touch and go, really heavy. And I just adore her mom, Jamie, a single mom, a teacher, that adopted Gracie. Gracie was abandoned in China as a child. And so, anyway, they're going through a really difficult time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Gracie had surgery, and CPR for 2 hours. So I wanted to give an update because one of Jamie's teacher friends started a GoFundMe, which was really great. Jamie has never asked for anything, but as you can understand, on a teacher's salary and a child that has been in the hospital a lot, things are really tough. I'm not quite sure how she does it. But anyway, the GoFundMe is at over $30,000 right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Thanks to your donations. Really, really great. The last update I got yesterday from Jamie's mom, trying not to bug, and there's not a whole lot of update, but they were concerned because Grace had to have 2 hours of CPR. That's how long she was out for, so they weren't really sure, you know, how she's going to be when she comes to, so she's been sleeping.
Yeah.
They woke her up a little bit. She's so sedated. They woke her up just to see if she would respond to some commands, and she is. And she's squeezing her mom's hand. She has a tube, and, you know, she's intubated, so she's having a hard time with that. And we'll wake up here and there. She's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, she has so much going on. And the photo her mom sent me, I mean, what a warrior these kids are.
Yeah.
To go through what they're going through. So I will, but thank you. The GoFundMe is still linked on my agenda page, on my Instagram, and on the Kid Nation page. You know, hey, it's payday for a lot of us. If you have a couple extra dollars to spare, it's going to some people that really deserve it.
This is a single mother who went and adopted a baby in China and brought her back and has been getting treatment 2 weeks after she adopted her, right?
Yeah.
So Kid Nation, thank you so much. Again, that
thank
link
you.
Is up at Jenna's Instagram page. Jenna page, or you can go to the Kid Nation page as well.
And they live in San Antonio, so if San Antonio wants to help and do some stuff and get behind that, that would be great. She's in Austin at Children's Hospital in Austin right
now. Amazing. Awesome. Good update. I like that update. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Doing better.
Thank you for letting me. Yeah.
Hey, we got some new music that came out today, by the way.
Yes.
Anna, you're going to be excited. Big Al, you're going to be excited.
Yes.
Jenna, you'll probably be excited about one of these two. No. I know you like them a little bit. But we'll start with this one right here. Diplo. This is going to be for Anna. He's pretty hilarious on Instagram. Different. And he got a little Jonas Brothers action now.
Whoa.
Yeah. He gets good content on his Instagram from the Jonas Brothers. Now he's getting good music from them, too. They teamed up. They got a new song. It's called Lonely. Everybody needs a place to hide. This don't have to be a bumpy ride. I think we should be alone tonight. Singing around microphones, breaking news. They gave a microphone to Kevin, which is pretty awesome.
They did give him a microphone. He's not using it, but it's there.
He's doing a little harmonizing, I think. And,
baby steps.
Diplo's going around doing cowboy things in the video.
Aww. Very cool.
Now that the Jonas Brothers and I are so close, I do love this song. It's so funny. Diplo hacked their Instagram the day before they released this.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that the song's out, all of them are posting, and they were like, in my opinion, this song has too much Diplo, but whatever. They're funny. They're funny on Instagram.
Good song right there. It's called Lonely. Diplo and the Jonas Brothers.
All right.
Jenna, I think you'd like this one. You like French Montana, right?
I thought you were going to say Foles. I was like, there's no way you're talking about a band I love called Foles right now. But check them out because they have a new album out, and I can't wait to listen to that.
Jenna was not able to do That's What I Liked this morning because computer was not here.
So
Foles is a little tidbit. That's what she likes. But, French Montana did a song with Cardi B and Post Malone, and it's called Writing on the Wall. It's just and if you want to watch the video, it's up.
It's like R-rated video.
I suggest you wait till you're out of work and at home.
Might get flagged for that one.
You might get flagged for that one. Not safe at work video.
No matter how much we hear Cardi and the things that come out of her mouth and her raps and her videos, sometimes my jaw still drops.
Yeah. Still love her. Still love her.
Man. Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. She's always so shocking.
It's wow.
Yeah, that was hot.
It's wow.
That was hot.
Christina Aguilera. She's got a new song out for the Addams Family animated movie. It's called Haunted Heart. A heart is a haunted house.
Once you're in, you ain't getting out. It's the trap you've been waiting for.
Yeah, that's good. Is that going to become a Halloween classic song right there? It's got that vibe.
Yeah.
I like it.
Not that many Halloween classics.
No, we need some new ones.
I can't wait for my spooky tunes.
Spooky tunes.
Sometimes I just listen to Monster Mash, which I actually used to hate. Now I'm kind of in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got Thriller, Monster Mash.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, there's a lot. Uh-huh.
There's a lot, but I feel like
I don't like Purple People Eater.
We need some new ones, and I think that one's going to make the list right there for the spooky.
Adam's Family.
Spooky season's officially underway, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's Oct 1 for me.
Oh, you went to Oct 1.
So that's Monday.
Yeah, Monday officially starts for Jenna. Meghan Trainor got a new song called Wave with Mike Sabath. Is that how you say his last name?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you asking?
I'm asking everybody. All right, Big Al Mac, I told you to be excited about this one. Yeah. Two of your favorite people, by the way.
Yes.
I know you like them both.
I do.
And it's an odd pairing when you see their names together on a song.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I never thought I would hear this song or see their names together like
when
that.
When I first heard that they had this together was this morning from our producer, White Cheddar. He said, have you heard it? I'm like, no, but I can't wait. And I didn't Google it because I wanted to hear it live with you.
This is your first impression right here?
Yes.
Pitbull.
Uh-huh.
And Blake Shelton.
Hey, hey.
The song's called Get Ready.
Get ready, bam a lamb, whoa. Get ready, bam a lamb, whoa. Get ready, bam a lamb, get ready to ride. Whoa, get ready, bam a lamb, whoa. Get ready, bam a lamb, whoa. Get ready, bam a lamb, get ready to ride.
So they sampled Black Betty, of course.
Oh, get ready, bam, a lamb.
That's
right.
One of those moments, you know, when you're hanging out with friends and you realize, like, wow, we have really different tastes in music. And it hits you and you're like,
it's not that bad.
If that's his only line in the song, that was, you know what, genius.
he might have a verse.
Get ready, bam, a lamb. I could do that. I know the song already. Know the whole song. Well, the Blake part.
I've never asked this question, but has Pitbull ever done a song where he doesn't say 305 in it?
Has Jason Derulo ever done a song without Jason Derulo in it?
Yes.
I think he did one.
Yeah,
304. He didn't say 305 and 304.
Right. Yeah, we might have to go back.
Things to ponder.
And play a Pitbull game. Maybe if Pitbull goes on tour, we'll play the Pitbull game. And
all right.
Find the songs that don't have 305.
Oh, get ready, bam a lamb. Oh, get ready, bam a lamb. The darn Cheetos have got to get that together.
Anything different. That'd be great.
Oh, that means I get to sing because there's two voices on the song.
Well, you can't sing the Blake part. You know this.
Well, I'd be singing the Pitbull part because I'm the Latino in the group.
Well, sometimes it doesn't matter, JC.
I'm the Latino and you're the white guy.
Point
Point JC.
It's there for us, right?
That was pretty funny. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
All right, Kid Nation. There's your new music right there. You got Diplo with the Jonas Brothers, Lonely. You got French Montana with Cardi and Post Malone, Writing on the Wall. You got Pitbull and Blake Shelton with Get Ready. Christina Aguilera with Haunted Heart and Megan Trainor Wave. Some of the songs that came out today, among others.
All right.
So go check them out. Go listen to some music. But definitely way later after our show is done.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That sound means it's time to pull up to the ATM and try to enter that pin to win $5,000. Pick up your phone, Kid Nation, and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Two people get to guess, so we'll take callers number 19 and 21 to play this round of Beat the Bank ATM. The numbers you're working with are 3, 4, 5, and 6. And, of course, you have a better chance to win if you've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses. So far, we've only had one repeat. Not too bad.
Okay.
Still plenty of guesses left to take. Cool. Maybe we'll give away this $5,000 while we wait, though. So I got to chat with T.I.
Nice.
A few days ago, and I know you guys had something to do after the show, so you were not able to be here.
We're very busy, JC.
Plus, I was doing it for my weekend show, The Hollywood Five.
Oh.
Chuck Local Listings.
Yes.
Please.
Wow.
Now, on the show with me are Anna, Nick, Justin, Trey, and Cammy.
Okay.
Award-winning.
Support staff.
Al, do you get to be on?
No, I've never been asked. This is the week of me never been asked stuff.
Yeah.
You sat in here one day and listened to us do it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they let you listen. That's even worse to me than not being asked. No, you can sit there and listen.
Uh-huh.
They took my microphone out of the room.
Bro, you're more than welcome to join me and co-host with me if you want one day. Guest host, if you want.
Sure.
Give me the weekend off.
Would love to.
All right. Well, anyways, so T.I. was calling to be on the Hollywood Five. Again, check local listings, please. He's got his podcast. You want to talk about that. And he's got that Netflix show with Cardi B and Chance the Rapper,
okay.
Rhythm and Flow. Here's T.I. All right, everybody get excited because it's T.I.P. coming live from the VIP on the phone with us right now.
What's going down?
Bro, I have never gotten to interview you before, so I'm extremely happy I finally get to chat with you because I've always wanted to tell you that Bring 'Em Out was my walk-up song during my first ever kickball league, and I hit a damn home run. First at bat, bro.
Man, that's dope.
Yeah, it got me all set up right, man, and then I kicked the ball far. Because people think kickball's easy, T.I., but no, because people know how to put that little spin on the ball, and then it's a little bit tougher than you think.
Hey, T.I., I got to listen to one of your episodes of your new podcast, and you got to talk to Ice Cube and LL Cool J, and you were just talking about when you were a kid you played kickball, and on the podcast you talked about how when you were a kid you looked up to both of those rappers, and that helped inspire you to get in the game. So had you ever been able to sit down and talk to those two guys before, long form, and kind of talk about everything before your podcast?
Separately, we've had discussions. Not as extensive as that one. But those guys have been, I mean, they've always been, they've always been courteous and respectful, and you know what I'm saying?
Well, since we are talking about your podcast right now, you also had Rick Ross, and you guys touched on something that everybody's talking about right now, snitching, because Tekashi right now is in court. I was wondering, what are your thoughts when it comes to snitching? If you're, you know, sitting in court and you are supposed to tell the truth, is there a way around that, do you think?
Nah, we ain't got no business telling nobody else who did, you know what I'm saying, who committed crimes with. And I feel like that is the spoken and unspoken rule and code of conduct of the culture. Now, don't get me wrong, now, if there's somebody in danger, like if you're a kid and you're not living life of crime, you know what I'm saying? You're not risking your life on the streets every day and introducing yourself to the world as a criminal. You're just a law-abiding citizen, and you hear about another kid that's talking about shooting up a school. You need to say something.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's not snitching. You know what I'm saying? That's being responsible. Like you can't just, you know, just let your silence cause other innocent people to lose their lives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, that is the difference.
Yeah.
And I think that what he's doing is just, you know, it's incredibly despicable.
Yeah, man, because we were talking about what he could possibly be doing is also putting his family in danger by doing this, you know, because the one thing I saw, T.I., online, a lot of people saying is if you're up there, you're not allowed to tell, you're not allowed to lie, but you can't keep your mouth closed and not answer questions. And that's what most people are siding with.
Man, look, I'm, I'm gonna tell you something, man. When it come to crime, like real deal.
Yeah.
If you don't tell them, they don't know.
There you go.
You don't tell them, they don't know. And saying I don't know is like that's a valid answer. I don't know. Like for instance, when they ask this man, is Jim Jones a blood? Like I don't know. If they ask this man, is Cardi B a blood? Is he? I don't know. All I know is like why you have to tell everybody like that they not even on the case.
You know what, man? I agree with you. I think you do the crime, do your time, stop telling on other people and getting people in harm's way, which is what he's doing.
If you commit crimes with other people, telling on those people, that's the worst thing I feel like you could do. However, if you get yourself locked up and you facing a lot of time and you find other means and other ways creatively where you can get your time cut like I did, I think you should take full advantage of those.
And you know what? You're out now. You're enjoying life. You're doing big things. You got this podcast out. And then you also have a show coming out with Cardi B and Chance the Rapper, Rhythm and Flow. Can you tell us about this show? I'm so excited.
On Netflix?
Man. I mean, man, it's one of the most fun experiences that I've had on television, man. I think that we finally got it right. You know, there's been a lot of hip hop competition shows where panels of judges, you know what I'm saying, kind of traveled around the United States trying to find the next hip hop sensation. And, you know, they never really, really succeeded. None of them ever really, really, like, hit the mark. But I think that this one, I think it exceeds expectations.
I bet it does.
How do you feel about them releasing 3 episodes a week instead of all at once?
Well, see, that's the thing. I think that was actually one of the things that I said before I came on. I spoke to Jesse Collins, who's the producer. I was like, well, you know, if you put all of the episodes out at once, like Netflix traditionally does, and most people gonna go straight to the last episode and find out who won.
True.
Yeah.
You're right.
I didn't even think about that.
T.I.'s a genius.
Now, T.I., did you find it hard?
It was their suggestion. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Did you find it hard to give real criticism? I know a lot of judges, when they get on competition shows, they find it hard to give the brutal, honest truth to these contestants who are hoping for their big break. Were you and Cardi B and Chance able to really give contestants the brutal, hard, honest truth?
Absolutely, we were. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that that's what we signed up for. We signed up to give, and what we owe them more than anything is honesty and expeditious answers. I don't need to waste none of your time because you have a calling in life. There's something in life you're supposed to be doing. This ain't it.
And you know, Simon Cowell was always quote unquote the mean one on American Idol. Which one of you three is the Simon Cowell of Rhythm and Flow?
Man, I know they're gonna say it's me.
I feel like you give it straight though, T.I. I feel like you're the one that's willing to be, hey, I'm going to be real with you to help you.
You know, it's all about keeping it real, being honest about it. And also, I just want to congratulate you, Mr. Tip, on your Tony nomination for Best Original Score for SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical.
Let's go!
I have a SpongeBob tattoo on my shoulder, and I just want to know, like, how big of a fan are you with SpongeBob SquarePants?
Well, I'm not much a fan at all. but that is kind of why that nomination and that experience. I'm a fan of SpongeBob as a brand, but I never watched the cartoon. By the time it came out, I was already a grown man.
So, I got you.
But that was an opportunity that I had to experience with my son, because my son actually wrote that song, so it was him that was really nominated. The opportunity came to me to write SpongeBob on SpongeBob for the play. And I knew absolutely nothing about SpongeBob. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, my son Damani was saying he wanted to be a rapper. So I was like, well, you know, this is the age, you know what I'm saying? This is the age group that we would be speaking to. So I gave him an opportunity to write the song, and he wrote it, and it was nominated for a Tony. So that's why.
Wow.
You know, it was a very special experience to me.
What a cool opportunity you gave your son. Now, T.I., man, you got a busy schedule. I really do appreciate you taking the time, dude, and happy early birthday, bro.
Man, thank you. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for all y'all's support, man. I appreciate it.
I love, man.
Love
thank you,
Mr.
so
Temp.
Much. Check out Rhythm and Flow. It hits Netflix on October 9th, and we'll talk to you, T.I., soon, okay?
And that podcast, Expeditiously.
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 Yes, sir. Go listen.
All right, T.I., we'll talk to you, man.
Expeditiously? What did he say?
I don't know.
Yes.
ATM. It's Friday, y'all. What could go wrong? J-Lo's doing the Super Bowl, and Blake's got a new song. Beat the bag.
ATM.
Beat the bag.
ATM. Yeah, I was all excited. It was Pitbull, by the way, that song.
Yeah.
For him.
Hell right. Right.
Let's see if we can win some money here. Jenna.
Jenna,
how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I bet you don't hear that very often, huh?
Never.
Is your last name Lopez?
Oh, wow. Good answer. No?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, is your last name Lopez?
Oh, no, I wish.
Are you from the block?
I am.
All right, Jenny, what are you up to this morning? Are you working right now or are you at home?
Yes, I'm at work. I came outside so I can have, yeah.
Plenty of screaming room in case you win, right?
Good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So, Jenny, hopefully you've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses because right now we're going to give you the floor. You give us the pin. Hopefully you win that $5,000. Go ahead.
5364.
Access denied.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, that was a repeat guess right there. It's okay, Jenny.
Sounded familiar. Sorry, Dave.
That's from earlier today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. It's okay, Jenny. You keep on trying. Hopefully, we'll get to talk to you again. Have a great weekend. Let's move on to Rose here. Hello, Rose.
Hey.
Never let go, Rose.
Say again?
Never let go.
Never use that.
Never.
Do you have a thorn?
I'll have plenty of thorns.
Okay, so every rose does have its thorn. Okay. There you go. It has been proven right here on the show. Rose, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
All right. You trying to win some $5,000?
I sure am.
All right, Rose. Well, you hit us with that pin.
4563. 4563.
Okay.
Dang. I hear you, Rose.
Dang, Rose. Yeah. Dang. That was a first-time guest, though. So there's that.
That's good.
So one more. Still hasn't been guessed.
Your guess is still up there, Kelly Raspberry.
What if I picked it?
What if
I picked the pen?
You still don't
get
anyone.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
It's
cool.
The satisfaction of knowing I got it.
And we're not gonna tell you what Kelly picked as a pen, just in case.
just in case.
But she's still in there.
I could accuse me of cheating, but I really just guess.
Everybody else in the office has been out so far, so Kelly's the only remaining person on the show that has a pen out there.
That's exciting.
And there's plenty to choose from, Kid Nation. You still have a chance to win $5,000. I guess the next time you can do that is going to be on Monday, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. You'll get to play Beat the Bank.
ATM.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm about to tell you guys about that instant karma I got to witness.
Oh, really?
Ooh, it was great.
Okay.
Instant karma is my favorite. And I never get to see it happen live in person all the time. So
okay.
I'll tell you in a second. But good news. We have a bunch of great actors, Kid Nation. We asked you to give us your best Jesse Pinkman line, your favorite quote from Breaking Bad, for a chance to go to L.A. to go check out El Camino. And go to the premiere and go to a candy lab, make some candy and all that good stuff. We'll give you some money, hang out, and have a good time.
A good prize.
We got many videos that came in on Instagram, but only one could be a winner, right, Anna?
Right.
Yeah. And so you found the winner for us.
I did. I looked at all of the entries that we got, and everybody made really, really cool videos. But the one winner that we have picked to send to the El Camino premiere in Los Angeles is... Sabrina Lynn.
Yeah, Sabrina Lynn.
Yeah, Sabrina.
All right. Let's check out their scene.
4 pounds. 4 pounds. 2 pounds wasn't bad enough. We're talking 200-300 boxes of sinus pills. There ain't that many Smurfs in the world.
We're not going to need pseudoephedrine. We're going to make phenyl acetone in a tube furnace, and we're going to use
reductive amination to yield methamphetamine is 4 pounds.
So no pseudo?
No pseudo.
So you do have a plan? Yeah, Mr. White? Yes, science!
Yes, science!
See?
That's how you do the line, Kelly. How was
Kelly's? Yeah, go ahead. Deliver it.
Yeah, science.
No? Yes, science.
See? It sounds exactly the same.
I think it does.
Sure, Kelly.
Yeah, science. What?
I want that to become a meme that just goes around the world forever.
Yeah.
Kelly doing yes, science with her.
You can't just like say I'm going to make viral video or a viral meme.
I think it should.
It didn't work that way.
Yes, science.
Yes, science.
All right, so who was it again? What's her name?
Sabrina Lynn. I'm about to slide into your DMs if you're listening.
All right, Sabrina, make sure you're looking out because we're going to send you out there to L.A. You just won that trip. You and your friend can go. And what was the hashtag that she put on there?
It's so funny because the requirement was to do hashtag El Camino movie and hashtag Kid Nation, but she added a bunch of her own hashtags. Like, hashtag besties that need to see El Camino. Hashtag if Jesse were from East Texas. Hashtag we need a vacation from our kids. Hashtag and my husband. And she just goes on and on, and it's so funny.
Perfect.
So I'm very, very excited for Sabrina and her friend to go to the El Camino screening.
Congratulations, ladies. You guys take tons of pictures and have fun. Now, I got to witness some instant karma, guys.
Okay.
It was
good
great.
Karma, bad karma? Good karma?
For me, it was good.
Okay.
But it's bad at the same time. It was good for me, though.
Okay.
So I'm driving on the freeway. I'm headed home, and it was late night.
Yeah.
And I noticed, and this is really dangerous when you notice this on the road, and a lot of people don't, I noticed nobody was doing anything about it. There was a van that was driving with no lights on.
Oh, wow.
And I had to go pick up something pretty late last night, so it was probably like 9:30, I think.
Okay.
And so it's completely dark, and we're around a stretch of highway where there's not very many lights. So, if you're rolling up fast, and they were in the fast lane, if you're rolling up fast,
you run right into the backup.
You can crash into them. So nobody was doing anything. They would just pass them and go around them or whatever. Yeah. But I was like, you know what?
Don't mean you flash your lights or something.
Yeah, I'm going to be a good civilian. I'm going to help them out. So I got behind them in the fast lane,
yeah,
and I flashed my lights. And they kind of did the brake check thing on me. And I wasn't close to them. They just kind of hit the brakes and then kept driving. So I flashed my brights again.
Uh-oh.
And then all of a sudden, I see a hand go up I'm thinking they're waving thank you, but they're waving another thing.
They're waving with one finger.
They're waving one finger.
Well, thank goodness it was a finger and not something else.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm trying to help you. So I flash my brights again.
Well, obviously, they weren't appreciative.
Well, maybe they were not. Or their lights were out and they're tired of everybody flashing their lights.
Nobody was. Dude, I watched these people drive for probably 2 miles. People were passing them. Nobody was flashing any brights at them.
All right.
So then now they're putting both hands up. Like, they're like,
what?
So I'm like, okay. I did. I tried.
I did, yeah.
I got away from behind them because obviously this person was not very happy with me and mad. So I got back over to towards the slow lane. And I'm about to get to my exit, and I'm kind of mad because I got flipped off. You know, you don't like getting flipped off. It makes me mad. As I'm one of the on ramps, as I'm approaching it, I see that it's a police officer.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, I tried to help him.
Yeah,
I tried to help him, and I see the police officer. I actually see him notice the van. I'm like, oh, you know, and then all of a sudden, he speeds up.
Yeah,
darts in front of me. Goes over to that lane, lights the person up.
Light him up.
Got them the ticket. Instant
did
karma.
Start flipping off the cop.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.